The Philadelphia regional TV show Dancing on Air, featuring local teens dancing to popular music, has inspired a spin-off reality show. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports, Saturday Morning Fever follows the lives of the show's dancers.
Celebrities like Madonna and Kelly Ripa got their first television appearances on Dancing on Air in the 1980s. It was a local phenomenon in Philadelphia that went national in 1986 as Dance Party USA. And then it disappeared for more than 20 years.
How would you like to be Dancing on Air?
The show came back to local television in 2011, and once again, it's trying to go national, this time as a reality show.
My name is Rogelio, and this is Rogelio's Room.
Rogelio is one of the Dancing on Air regulars who becomes a central character in Saturday Morning Fever. It's a reality show on the Fuse cable channel. The show tracks the lofty ambitions and egos of these characters off the dance floor.
They're identifiable. They're not completely outlandish, but they're unique.
That's Mike Dugan. He's a vice president at Fuse.
There is some tension, but there's not, we really do try to avoid the kind of television shows where people are throwing flower vases at each other.
Welcome to Dancing on Air.
Another character on the show is Casey Reed, a DJ at Q102, a top 40 radio station in Philadelphia. She's also a host on Dancing on Air. In the reality show, she is critical of both the dancers and Dancing on Air generally.
I bring that Simon Cowell aspect, and I don't even like to put my name in the same sentence, you know, as his, but really that's what it is. I represent someone who is seeing this dance show from a different side.
Six episodes of Saturday Morning Fever will be broadcast on Fuse. Simultaneously, Fuse will stream new episodes of Dancing on Air on its website. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.